Hilton Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis. Four lines down. The Gemara says, Gufa, before we learned, Omarav Gidl Omarav, Kamo Ato Noisein Levincha. It's right before the children get married, the father of the chosen and the father of the kala talk together to make up how much money they're going to give their children. So one says, Kamo Ato Noisein Levincha, like how much are you going to give to your son? Kach v'kach, this much money. Then the other one says, V'kamo Ato Noisein Levincha, how much are you going to give to your daughter now that they're getting married? Kach v'kach. So the father of the chosen and the kala were both said they'll give this much amount of money to their children. The lachar is omdu v'kichu, and then they went ahead and got married together. The lachar is konal, the kinyan is like chal automatically, even though they did not make any kinyan. Really, they were not meschayiv themselves. They just said they would do it. Still, they have to do it. This is the chiddush, hein hein advarim, these are the things, ha-niknim bi-amira. That just by saying it, you're kind of, even though usually you have to make a kinyan, but over here, just by them saying it, it's chal. We'll soon see why. So Amar Rava, Rava said, Mistavra, what's the svara? I understand. Milsa dera bebitoi, nara. That svara, his svara, it only makes sense when he's getting married, a bita nara, when his young daughter, that's a nara. Why? The komoto hano liyodei. That the father is going to get something from it. The father gets the money. When his young daughter gets married, the halacha is the father gets the money. So therefore, since the father of the kala is going to get the money, he feels satisfied, so when he said he's going to give her this much amount of money, he really meant it. Avo bageris, but let's say when you're marrying off your daughter, that she's already 12 and a half, the lemote hano liyodei, the father does not get anything. When she gets married, the money that she receives, the kesef of kedushin, goes to herself. Loi. Then we say the father did not mean it. When the father said before, I promised to give, he didn't say promise, whatever, says, I plan to give my daughter $1,000 for dowry, it doesn't mean anything. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, but really like Lashon Shvua, Omar Rav afilu bageris. No, really Rav said his aloha, even though the daughter is already 12 and a half years old. Why? If you're not going to say like this, let's think, Aviha ben, what's going to be by the father of the chosen? The Rav Gidl's din is that if the father of the chosen says, I agree to give my son now $1,000,000, and the father of the kala says, I agree to give my daughter $1,000,000, that says they have to give it to them. The question is, Aviha ben, mayhan osel yodei, what does the father of the chosen get? That everybody knows. He doesn't get the kesef of kedushin. The son, the one that the chosen that's getting married, has to be at least bar mitzvah. Less than bar mitzvah, there's no kedushin. And who gets the money? He keeps the money himself. Or and more than that, there's no money involved. The son, the chosen, has to give the money to the kala. When you marry your wife, you have to give her the kesef. So if so, the father of the chosen is not receiving anything from the chasna. So why do we say that when they do get married, what he said before that he's going to give him a present, he has to do? Elo, what do you have to say? Vahihano, from this satisfaction, to come a chasni adodi, that the two of them got married together, gomri yomakni ladodi. It's a new svara. That the father of the chosin said, I'm going to give my son $1,000,000. The father of the kala said that. Now the fact that they both got married together, they both have a big satisfaction that they got married, and because of that satisfaction, we say, they really mean to be makni like the kinyan ischal. Like we spoke out. There's a writer of the Dvar Avraham that says that we have to do a maisa kinyan always to show is because really with your das, if you want to give away something to somebody else, you could give it away. But if you don't do an action, we say you don't mean what you're saying. That's why you have to do a maisa kinyan to show that's your das. But over here that we see clearly that's your das. Because of this svara, you're happy, you have satisfaction, your kids got married, therefore with your das alone, you could be mechayiv yourself. That you have to pay them the money. Omalei Ravinu Ravashi. This is at Ravashi. Tevorim halolu nitnu likosev oy nitnu likosev. He had a question that the father of the chosn and the kala said right before the chuppah, and we're going to give them this amount of money. So it's saying right after the chuppah, they have a chiyuv, they have to pay it. Now, do we have a right now to write up a shtar and make a shtar out of this? If you write up a shtar, now the pshat is that the children will have a right to collect from mishabodim. If the father sells his property afterwards, the kids will have a right to collect the money from his father. If the father owes him $1,000,000, And if the father is not going to have the money later on, you have a right to get it from Mishabodim, from the property the father sold. Or maybe no, you don't have a right to write up this, to make a shtar. Because at the time when the father made the kinyan, he didn't make a shtar at that time. He only said he would pay the money. So true, he has to pay the money, but maybe you can't make a shtar out of it. There's no din Mishabodim here. Omalei, so he answered back, yes, that lo nitnu likosev. You do not have a right to make a shtar out of this eschayvus. Now, as the father said he would pay, true, he has to pay his son, but he can't make a shtar out of this. If the father sells his property and doesn't have anything left, you can't collect from the sold property. Eisrei have a kash from this. It says, now, Mishnah, ha-pikhin ha-yukosvin. A smart man, the Mishnah says, where a man gets married to a wife that has a daughter already from before. So usually the wife makes up a tnai with the new husband, I'll only let you marry me if you support my daughter for 5 years. So what happened was, Amol, they got a get after 2 years, and the husband still had to support the daughter, because he said, I'll do it for 5 years. So the Mishnah says, the smart ones will make it tonight. I'm marrying you, and I'll support your daughter, but only, only Kozman that were married. But let's say for some reason I give you a get, then I don't have a chiyuv to support your daughter. That's what the Mishnah says a smart man should do. Now, it says here they write it down. The Chur, why did they write it down? This kinyan was only kinyan of an amira. So Chur, it's mashma kaisvin. They wrote up a shtar here. Sumar says, no, my kaisvin, what does it mean they write? Oimrim, it just means they say. Because v'loim shayna Mishnah, not that they really made a his chayv is there, just they said it. And Balti said it before the Chasna, then he got married on these Tanoim, the Kinyan Eschal. The correlate, for the Marakasha now, the correlate la Mira Ksiva, can you say that? When it says Ksiva, they write it down, the Hurut means writing. How could you say Amira, talking, means writing? On the Hurut it says they wrote it down, Mashman they made a star. Sumar says, no, in, I'll bring you proof, yes, it's possible. It's possible that even though it says the word Ksiva, it only means the word Amira that they say it. The Yatsanam, we had a Mishnah before. If a man writes to his wife, I don't want to have anything to do with your property. Even though usually when you marry your wife and she owns property from before, that's nichse melug, the husband has the right to eat the peris. He has the right to work on it and eat the fruits to grow. But if the husband writes to her, I don't want to have anything to do with it, it's chal, he can't use it. Now, Vatoni Reb Chiya, we learned before, Reb Chiya said, Hoi mel ishtoi. The Mishnah does not mean HaKosev that he writes this to his wife, but rather Omer he says to his wife. So even though it says the word HaKosev, sometimes Kosev only means Amira. So therefore for now Mishnah there's no proof. Toshima, come and bring another proof. It says Ein Kosevin Shtori Erisin Unisuyin Elo Midashneim. You don't write up a Shtar Erisin, because when they got married, they want to have a Shtar, a proof that they got married, or else Nisuyin. You don't write up the shtar eres neshtar nesuyin elam midashneim. Only if they both agree, the chosin and the kala. So diyuk is ha midashneim. If they both agree that a shtar should be written up, kaisvin, you're allowed to write up the shtar and make a regular shtar out of it. Now, my love, aren't we talking about over here shtari psikta? Like, what type of a shtar are we talking about? Lechurat means shtar psikta means that the father of the chosin or the father of the kala said will give them this and this amount of money. After the Nisuyin, do you have a right to write it up to make a shtar out of it? And now that it's written down in the shtar, if they don't pay you up, you can collect from a Shabbatim. So who it's mashma, this type of a kinyan, you could write a shtar. Sumar says, lo, that's not shot over here. Shtori erisin mamish. It means a regular shtar erisin. Well, you want to marry your wife, the first Mishnah in Kedushin says, the gimel derochim, there are three ways. You can make a shtar, or kesef, or via. That means you want to write up mamish, the shtar erisin, you want to write up. And it could have papa, like Rapapa says. Could have papa, yeah. Shtar erisin, could have papa, Rav Shavya. Like Rapapa and Rav Shavya. The Yitma learned like this. What's going to be kosvul lishmo? The man wrote the shtar, had the shtar erisin written up, l'shem, he wants to marry this lady. He wrote up l'shem, this lady. But for shloimi daito, when the Seifu went to write up the Shtar Kedushin, he did not ask her if she agrees to the Shtar. So it's a machlokes if that's called the good Shtar Erisin or not. And later, the Chosin uses it and gives it over to her and says, Arayat Mekadeshesli, B'Shtar Zeh. And she accepts it. So the question is, now she accepts it. But at the time when they wrote up the Shtar, it wasn't with her consent. She didn't know about it at that time. Is that good or not? So it's a machlokes. Rabba Ravina Amri Mekudeshes. It's good. Because who has to write up the Shtar Erisin? The Chosin. If he writes the Midas, that's enough. The lady gives it to her. She accepts it. That's enough. Rav Papa, Rav Sharbi Amri, no. Ain't no Mekudeshes. It's no good. It has to be written Midaita. It has to be written with her knowing about it. Since Kedusha needs Das, and you have to have her consent, even for the Shtar also, she has to have consent, Bishasa was written. So that's Shtar here also. That the Shtar Erisin has to be written, Midas Shneim. Even the wife, the lady, she also has to agree to have the Shtar written. Toshma, come on, there'll be another proof. We had Mesu B'Noseim. Let's say the daughters die. Mesu. So the husband dies. Now, B'Noseim, Nizoinus, Menachosim, B'Necherim. If a husband dies, so there's a Tanaik Suba that if he has daughters still alive, even though they don't Yarshim the Nechosim, the boys, the son Yarshim the Nechosim, but there's a Tanaik Suba, they have to get fed, they get Mezoinus. Now they only get Mezoinus from Nechosim but they churin. That means the property the father left over when he died, they sell that and that money goes to the daughters to live on. But for he, in the case of our Mishnah, when the husband married his wife, and she already had a daughter from before, and they made up a condition now. She said, I'll only marry you if you'll support my daughter for 5 years. That daughter now, Vihi, Nizoinus M'Nechosim M'Shibodim. She has a right to collect her Mizoinus even from property that was already sold. She can collect it. And the Mishnah says, Mifnei Shi Kabbalah Chayv, because she's not a Tanai Ksuba. That's a Chayv. When the husband married his wife, now he made up a condition that I'm marrying you on a Tanai that I will support your daughter for the next 5 years. And even if he dies, from his property, she has to be fed. So therefore, that's called like a bachoyf. Now, the Chur, it says she collects from Mishabodim. Why? The Chur, our Mishnah is talking about that the husband did not write it up at the beginning of the Shtar. He only said it biyamira. So Chur, you see, things that are said biyamira, also you have a right to make a Shtar out of it later, and she can collect from Mishabodim. Tomorrow says no. Hocha b'mayeski, you know what we're talking about over here? Bishakonu miyodoy. Here we're talking about that they made a kinyan. They made him a fairish a kinyan. That's why you can write up a shtar now. If you make a kinyan, then you can make a shtar. For the Gemari Hochi, if so, bonos nami b'shekano, bonos nami, his own daughters also, why can't they collect from Mishabodim? So Gemari answers, I'll tell you the case is, b'shekano lezev lekono lezev, the father only made a kinyan to be mechayiv himself to pay his stepdaughter, but not to be mechayiv himself to pay his own daughter. For the Gemari, my tiska, how do you know that? Like, how do you know to make such a difference? His own daughter, he didn't make a kinyan for. But his wife's daughter, he did. So what's like this? Ihi to have a special kinyan. The daughter, his wife's daughter, that was there at the time when they got married, Mahani lo kinyan. Hitaka made a kinyan at that time. But since she was alive then, the wife's daughter from before, so the kinyan is chal for her. But Bonois, his own daughter, that his first can have later on from his wife, to Lehevi B'Shas Kinyan, she wasn't there at the time when they got married. When they got married, she wasn't born yet. It's Lehmahani Lo Kinyan. That's why the Kinyan the husband made when he first got married to his wife, it's a Svara. The Kinyan only hails for the daughter that the wife had already. That the husband's Mechayiv himself now to support her for the next 5 years, the Kinyan helps. But for his own daughter that he's going to have, it's like Lo Bol Yelam. She's not here yet, so the Kinyan's not Chal. For the Gemara, who said that? I'll give you a case that could be talking about. Can we be talking about to Havoi B'Shas Kinyan? I'll have a case that his own daughter is here at the time when he's marrying his wife with a Kinyan. How could that be? How's the case? Kagoin de Girsha. He married his wife first and he had a child, he had a daughter. And then he gave his wife a get. Fiyahadre. And now he remarried her. So at the time when he remarried her now, his own daughter is alive already. And he made a kinyan now that he's going to have to support her. So how do you know to say he only made a kinyan to support his wife's daughter and not to support his own daughter? How do you know to say that? Elo, the svar is like this. Ihi, his own daughter. No, forget. Ihi, the wife's daughter. The less say, but tonight, Bezdin, there's no chiyuv Bezdin that you have to support your wife's daughter. That is a tonight ksuba, it's only your own daughters. After the father dies, they get fed from his property. But not his own daughter, his wife's daughter, there's no chiyuv to support her. So therefore, mahanya lo kinyan. Therefore we say, since there's no chayvus for that, the husband must probably felt right to make a kinyan for her. But bonois, his own daughters, Tiyisnaya b'tanai bezdin. It's a tanai bez that the chiyat suba. That if you die, the father dies, his kids, his daughters get fed. L'manyu l'kinyin. Then a kinyan does not help. So Havamina is, he made the kinyan, but it doesn't help since it's a tanai bezdin. For the Gemara, what kind of svar is that? Migra gari. Because bezdin was mechayiv to support your daughters. That's why if you make a kinyan, it doesn't help. Like what kind of svar is that? If you make a kinyan, for sure it should help. Ela say like this better. B'nai sov hainu taima. His own daughters, you know what the pshat is. Kivan di yisnaya b'tanai bezdin. Since he has a chiyiv to support her. Which that they get fed from his property. After he dies, it's a tanai bezdin chiyiv. So true, the husband when he got married made a tanai, a kinyan. And the kinyan should be on both chiyuvim. But you know why his own daughters can't collect from Mishabadim? Because Emo, we're afraid to say, Tsuroriyat Fasinu. We have to be afraid, since it's a tanai bezdin, the husband has to support his daughters, maybe before he died, he gave her $1,000. He gave her a bundle of money. Tsuroriyat Fasinu, he gave her money. So maybe she was paid up. So that's why she can't collect from Mishabadim. Hey, it's the wife's daughter that it's not a chiyuv bezdin. He would never pay her beforehand. Therefore, for sure, she wasn't paid up. And since he made a kinyan, she could collect from Mishabadim. But his own daughter, that at the chiyuv bezdin, there, even though he made a kinyan, we have to be afraid maybe she was paid up. Then the Mishnah says, Lo Yoyim HaRishon. Again, the case here was that you had a wife, a lady, she was married once, she had a daughter. Chveis, the husband, daughter, she got to get. Now she remarried. She remarried to the second husband and made a tanai with him. I'm only marrying you if you can support my daughter for 5 years. Then something went wrong there. She got a get. And she got married to a third husband. And she made a tanai with the third husband also that you're going to support my daughter for 5 years. So the Mishnah says that both husbands, the second and third, have to support this daughter. And they both, one gives the food and one has to pay her money. Now, the Mishnah says the first one can't say to the second husband, listen, I'll only support the girl if she lives by me, but if she's living by you, I'm not going to support her. You can't say that. So Omer Rav Chisda says, Zoyt Samarasum, here is a proof, Bas Eitzel Ima, in the case where a lady gets divorced, so girls go to the mother. So the girl is supposed to live by the mother. Therefore, the first husband can't say, like, I'm only supportive if she's by me. No. Since the mother now is married to another husband, so therefore the daughter has the right to be with her mother, therefore the first husband still has to support her. Demar Mimai, who told you? We're talking about an older girl here. Dilma Biktana Askinan. Maybe we're talking about a young girl over here. Or Mishum Maisa Shoya. There was a special Maisa that once happened. Titania, we learned like this. Mi Shemais. Somebody died. V'niach ben katan l'imay. A husband died. And he left over a young son and a mother. Now, Yorsha Yavimrim, the Yorshim of the father, in other words, now that the son's alive, this young son, he yashins the father. But let's say, Chas v'Shalom, the son would die. So then the brother yashins, or the father's father yashins. So those people that would yashin say, Yea, God, let's lie no. We want to take care of this young boy. And we're afraid because what they want to do is kill the kid. And then they'll take over the Yerusha. So the people that have a right to Yashin the father say, we want the kid to stay by us. V'imayimeris, and the mother says, no. Yea, b'ni God letzli, it's my son. I want him to grow up by me. Halachariz, manicha nois le'etzel imay. We let the kid, he's supposed to stay by his mother. V'yein manicha nois le'etzel royal yorshay. And we don't let the kid stay by the people that may Yashin the property. Why? Because my sahoy, it once happened the case that they let the kid stay by the father's, the chvei's father or the father's brother, and v'shachtu erev Rosh Hashanah. On erev Rosh Hashanah, they shachtu the kid. So on the girsa, they take away and say erev harishon, like v'sepes Rosh Hashanah. Just means erev harishon. In other words, the first night that they got a hold of this kid, they killed the kid. Because like this, now that the kid's not here, they get the Yerusha. Chvei's $10 million. So therefore, we have to be afraid that the Yorshim of the father can't take the kid, therefore the kid has to go to the mother. So maybe we're talking about a ketana here. By a ketana, it always stays by the mother. For the Gemara came, if so, listni l'mokam shehi. Let it say at the place where she is. Strashi demashtna l'gdela. L'mokam shehi, l'ketana l'mokam shehi. Should have said, you have to feed her wherever she is. My l'mokam shehi. What does it mean by the place of the mother? Shamat minov mir, it's a proof. bas eitzalim, that a daughter goes to live by his mother, by her mother. Loishna gdela, loishna ktana. Now, is this gzera, chash, that maybe they'll kill the kid? It's only if it's a young kid. And know the kid, you won't kill. So that's the chiddush, that even the gdela, that there's no sakana, maybe the yarshri av will kill her, still the lacher is, daughters go to the mother. That's the lacher, they get it. Get, the daughters go to the mother. La lacha, boys are different. La lacha, boys go to the father. That's the concept of shalala, la lacha. Right. Lo yom u'shneim. Now both of them can say, listen, you will both support her halfway. No, they both have to give a complete support. Hahu garba, there was a man, the oigulei reicha l'chavri. He rented out his mill, his grinder, to his friend. And the mal is supposed to pay rent. But what he did was l'tchina. He didn't charge him rent. But instead of charging him, he gave him his wheat to be ground up, and he grinded his wheat for him. L'saif, at the end, what came out, the yasser, this man became rich, and Zovin Reicha V'chamri bought his own mill with his own donkey. So the kid said, the rich man now has his own mill and his own donkey, so he could grind now his own wheat. But his first millstone, he still rented out. So now he wants that person to pay him money. Like, listen, up until now, I let you grind my wheat, but now I don't need you anymore. Now I want you to pay money. Amalei said to him, Adid, until today, have it techino gaboch. Up until today, I didn't have my own millstone. You used to grind for me. That was your pay. Abahashtu, now that I do my own work, havli agra, I want you to pay for the mill that you're borrowing, you're renting. Amalei said back to him, nothing doing. I don't give you no cash. Mitchon tachino lecho. What I want to do for you is I don't care. You have your own mill, so what? Keep on giving me your wheat, and I'll grind your wheat. I don't got no money, no cash to give you. That's what he said. So Shaul, does he have a right to say this or not? So Sava Ravina Lameima, Ravina thought to say, Sava Ravina Lameima, Hainu Masnisin, that's Mamash Din of our Mishnah, that La Yom Rushneim, the two husbands can say, Harayanu Zana Noisa Kechod, that we'll both support it together 50-50. Ela rather Echad Zana, one of these two husbands have to give her the food, the Echad Noisin Lord to Meima Zainas. And the second one has to pay the money. Like these two husbands both took upon themselves to support the daughter for 5 years. So they both have to pay the money. So one gives food and one pays the money. So that's what it's what to say here also, the same thing. That he has to pay the money over here. He's going to have to pay back. Or Malay Rav Aviyah. Rav Aviyah said, no, me dummy. One case is not like the other case. Her son over there by the daughter. Chad Karisa Isla. She only has one stomach. Tati Karisa Lesla. She doesn't have two stomachs. So therefore, they both can't give her food. Like, what is she going to do with double food? She can't eat two meals. She only has one stomach. So therefore, we say one has to give money. But Hocher over here, what's going on again? The guy that's renting this grinder says, I don't want to pay you cash, but rather give me your wheat, I'll grind your wheat for you. It's a good time here. Motzi Yomli, you can say like this. Tchoin v'zoven, tchoin v'yosef. Ah, you have your own millstone, your own grinder, gesundheit. Grind what you want and sell that. You'll make profit. But your own mill, your own grinding you have to do, give it to me and I'll give it to you. In other words, I don't have cash to pay you, I'll still only grind for you. The Gemara says, where this poor person that's renting it doesn't have too much business. So therefore, since he doesn't have too much business, he has a right to say to the owner, I don't have cash to pay you. What I'll do for you still is I'll grind for you. But let's say the guy has a lot of business, he's working, he's grinding a lot of wheat, and maybe he's making a lot of cash, in such a case, we force the guy to say, listen, what are you bothering the owner to say? You don't have cash to pay him. You want to grind his wheat? What for? You're busy all day, you have your own business here. You're grinding all day, you're making plenty of money. So if so, there's no reason why you shouldn't pay him the money. So well, in such a case, Russia Zenen of Zalechoser, Loyoysen Toiva. So that's called Midas Daim. So therefore, in such a case of Ad, we force him to pay the owner back the money. So at the Mishnah. Almona Shomra. An Almona that said, after the husband dies, she says, Yefsha loses me base badly. I don't want to leave my house. The husband died, the leftover children, sons, and the son Yash and everything. But the Almona still has a right to stay in the house. She still keeps the house. And she says, I don't want to move out of my husband's house. The sons cannot tell her, go to your father's house. She has a right to stay. That's a tenai ksuba. She has a right to stay in the house. They can't tell her, go to your father's house, we'll support you there. You can't say that. They have to support her, a tenai ksuba, and she has to live the way she was used to when the husband was alive. The same way she was living when the husband is alive, she has a right to continue living afterwards and use his property, use the house. What about Omri? She says, if she loses in the Beis Abba, I want to go to my father's house, I want to stay there. Is if so, Yechelon Ayorshim Leimelo, the Yorshim Ketelo, Im At Etzlonu, if you live by us, Yesh Lecham Zaynus, then we'll support you. V'yin Ein At Etzlonu, but if you're not going to live by us, you're going to your father's house, Ein Lecham Zaynus, we're not going to give you money, we're not going to feed you. The Gemara says, because if she lives by them, there's a special bracha l'fnei Rav Abayis, like then there'll be a bracha in the house. If she goes away, Pasha Pshat is that, if you have to cook for 10 people, it's not so expensive. But once you have to send the food away to somebody else, it's very expensive. So Yashim says, live by us better, and one more portion doesn't mean so much. But if you live by your father's house, that we support you, that's too much, we're not going to do it. His Ein Lecham Zaynus. Im Hoysa Tuenis, but let's say she has a taina. Nivnei Shehi Yalda, she's very young. Fehen Yeladim, they're also very young. There was in a case where the children weren't her children. The father had children from another wife. And that wife died, and the father remarried. And now the father dies. Since children are young, and she's young. In such a case, she's afraid to live with them. She's afraid alznus, she's afraid they'll beat them up. Says, so, zona noisav, hibaveisaviyah. Then she has a right not to live with them. It's a sakana to live with them. It's not her own children, and they're her same age. Then she has a right to go to her father's house, and then the yashim have to support her. Just when it's their mother, and they have a taina to the mother, live by us and we'll support you. And she says no, she wants to go to her father's house, then the sons do not have to support her. Tana Rabbanan, it verse says like this, Mishameshes b'modur kiderech shemishtameshes b'chaya baila. She has a right to live now in the house, the same way she lived when the husband was alive. B'yavodim u'shvachos kiderech shemishtameshes b'chaya baila. With the same maids and slaves she could work with. The korum uksosois, the same type of pillows and blankets, kedera shemeshtamshes b'chaya baila, the same type of bed, clothing she had when the husband was alive, she still uses now. The kli kesel v'kli zov, the same golden and silver kalim, kedera shemeshtamshes b'chaya baila, shekah kosovlo, because that's part of the ksuba, that a husband writes an ksuba to his wife, v'yad tehe yasvus v'beisi, you have a right to live in my house, o misno min chosai, and to get fed from my property, kol yemei meger amlasecha, kol zaman you stay in amona. After the husband dies, and she does not remarry, she remains in amona, she has a right to be fed, and it says neksuba bibesi, in my house, that she has a right to live in the husband's house, even after he dies. And the yoshin can't take it away from her. Tony Rav Yosef Yossi said, the diik is bibesi in his house, for lebi bikosi, and he can't push her off, in Rosh Hashanah's beis sar, into a tent. He can't throw her into a tent. She has a right to live in the husband's house the way they were before. Omer Rav Nachman, Yisoymrim Shemochor Moder Almona. If the Yisoymrim went ahead and sold their mother's house, is Leyosel Leklum? They have no right to do it. They have no right to sell their mother's house. She has a right to live there. For tomorrow, Maishnam Mid Rabasi. Why is it different than Rabasi's than Omer Rav Yechanan? The Omer Rabasi, Omer Rav Yechanan, Yisoymrim Shekodmu. In the case where the father died and he left over boys and girls, so lachur is usually the sons yashin and the daughters get fed. Let's say there's only a small amount of nechassim left over, only enough to support the girls, so the girls get it. And still Rabbi Yechanan said that if the yisayim, the boys, go fast and sell those property, mashu machru machru. If they sold it, the sale takes place. They're not supposed to. They're supposed to leave it for their sisters. But if they went fast and sold, it's good. Salkam over here was saying, if they sell their mother's house, here the sale is no good. What's the difference? Someone says, Ho, some loy mishtabi lo mechayim. Over here, the shibi was not chal mechayim. Now, it's by the daughters, they first get their mezoinos after the husband, father dies. So the chiv wasn't there when the husband was alive. This the tanaik suba mishtabdi lo mechayim. It started mechayim. She was living in the house mechayim. The tanaik suba is there mechayim. So since she's already living there in the house, Therefore, she has a right to stay there, and the kids have no right to sell it.
Yeah, all right, turn over.